Welcome to Wealth Academy Podcast. Thanks for tuning in to listen to this dynamic and insightful podcast with host Paul Lawrence Vann. Paul and his guests provide content-rich information that will enhance your knowledge. Enjoy this episode.
Great day, everyone. Great day. Paul Lawrence Vann here with you with Wealth Building Academy. And I really enjoy having you with us today. We have a wonderful guest by the name of Gloria Grace Rand, and she's going to share her insight, and we're going to target it around Live, Love, and Engage program, book, and it's really going to be tremendous, and I'm looking forward to interviewing her. And before we get started, I want to read her bio just to give you some insight into who this amazing individual is. She's known as the Light Messenger, and Gloria Grace Rand is also an inspirational speaker, author, and host of the Live, Love, Engage podcast. And before launching her SEO copywriting business in 2009, Gloria spent nearly two decades in television, most notably as a writer and producer for an award-winning PBS financial news program, of which we're going to talk about later. I'm going to hold the suspense. And she's the number one best-selling author on Amazon internationally for Live, Love, Engage. It's her first book and is written to inspire entrepreneurs to rise up and demonstrate the greatness that is within them. So Gloria, welcome today. And we're really honored to have you here, and just honored to have you.
Well, thank you so much. It is my honor. The pleasure is all mine. And you are so amazing. You are a wonderful guest on my podcast, and I'm so thrilled and delighted that you are invited me to be a guest on yours as well. And so now that the tables are turned and I get to answer your questions now instead of the other way around.
See, that's the fun part. That's the fun part there. So if you're ready, I'm ready.
Absolutely. Let's go for it.
All right. So Gloria, I'm going to say three words, and when you hear them, please share what this means to you so listeners get a better idea of who you are. And the three words are nightly business report.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, this, it was so amazing to be able to work on that program. That was a wonderful evening news program. You know, before the days of CNBC, there was pretty much nightly business reports started at all way back in 1970 something. I don't remember exactly. I joined the show a few years after that. But it was an amazing half an hour broadcast of it included stock market report with the wonderful late Paul Kangas, who I had the pleasure to work directly for, because it, part of my journey at the Nightly Business Report, I worked my way up there, and I originally started out as the electronic news systems operator, which was a fancy title for being the person who was responsible for typing up the names of the people who would be on the program, typing up all the stock market information. And then also, this goes to show you how long ago it was, I was also helping them to start using computers in the newsroom. Oh, so even though I didn't have that much experience with it, but enough to be able to learn on the go, and then to be able to help the other writers and producers of the show. So I worked my way up from there to being the stocks producer. So I worked directly with Paul Kangas, helping him find out what were the big gainers and losers on the stock market each day. And then eventually I became a writer for the show, and then I was the backup producer. And so when our regular producer was on vacation, I was the one in charge of the show, and I was the one working with our team, figuring out which stories were going to be the ones that we were going to cover each day. And it was exciting, very interesting. I was there for the stock market crash of 89, which was, that was amazing. I mean, we were, staring at the ticker and watching this, market fall, and just going, oh my gosh. And that was like my first, I'd only worked there for a couple of years when that happened. And I was still doing the character generator. So we were updating it like right before we went on the air live at 6:30 in the evening. And it was, it was a wonderful experience, especially considering the fact that when I first majored in college, my original major was business administration. And then I really didn't like it very much. I was flunking out of economics and flunking out of calculus. And I'm like, I changed my major to television production, but I love how the universe works. And that God's like, nah, you still need to learn a little bit about business. So I'm gonna get you working for a business news program instead.
And you know, I could hear Mr. Kanga's voice right now because I used to watch that show.
Oh,
regularly.
Absolutely. And you know how he ended the show? Do you remember what he would say?
I can't remember that part.
He would say, wishing all of you the best of goodbyes.
Oh, yeah.
And so you had that little double meaning there, you know.
Oh, yeah. But I used to watch it. And just to think that I wouldn't have known that you were the writer and producer for that. That's really remarkable. That's history.
It truly is. Yeah.
And that stock market crash was really, that's when I started doing television. I would be interviewed on a show here in the local TV, NBC. And we had a show called, what was the name of that show? Mind Over Money. Mm. We would bring about four financial experts in, and I would talk to them about how people could avoid mortgage foreclosures as well as getting a summons from a judge because the people weren't paying their bills.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I remember that just like it was yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. I do, too. I mean, I still remember. In fact, the other day I was going through some old pictures and there was a picture of me in the control room that I saw a little younger. But it was just it was so exciting and so I learned so much about, all different aspects about the economy and money and everything. And it was just, and a really great people to work with. They were just so experts in all their different areas and just really good people to work with.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. And do you see anything comparable to it today? Paul Kangas did?
I'm not sure. I don't quite follow business news on television as much as I do. I try to read that a little bit more, but I didn't like how NBR had sort of a sad ending. It got bought out and moved over to CNBC actually at the end there. And it was sort of, you know, I have fond memories because they were really the trailblazers, and then other people picked up the baton and ran with it, I guess. But, my heart's still with the original.
I understand. Now, I know, Gloria, that you had a transformative period in your life that really inspired you to make a shift in your view. And it was part of what you call your self-discovery. Could you share that with the viewers and listeners as well?
Sure. So just to set some context, so after I left television, we actually had, our family had moved, the show was produced out of Miami, Florida, and we moved up to Orlando, so I wasn't able to work on NBR full-time anymore. And so eventually I started my own business where I was still writing, but this time I was writing for small businesses, helping them with their websites and helping them to get found on Google. And so I was doing that for several years, really enjoyed that. So it was another way of being able to, you know, again, I'm still working with in the business field and just in a different area. And my television news writing experience helped me with that. But then in end of 2015, or the middle of 2015, I should say, my older sister was diagnosed with cancer. And unfortunately, she transitioned like 18 months later.
Okay.
And it was tough losing my big sister. She was the last remaining tie to the family I grew up with. And it was the one, you know, it sounds weird to say benefit, but there were some benefits to her illness, and that because there was a 10-year age difference between the two of us, we had different childhoods, and I really even didn't get to know her until I became an adult, because she had gone away to college when I was still a little kid. Mm-hmm. So we got to spend some time together and really got to, you know, compare memories and create some new memories, and also talk about what we believe in when it comes to spirituality. Mm-hmm. And a couple months before she passed, this idea came into my head that said I needed to write a book about love. Yeah. And I thought it was crazy because I was doing online marketing. but you know, I do believe in God. I'm not necessarily a religious person anymore, although I was raised in the Catholic Church, but now I guess I call myself more spiritual than religious. But I felt that God was giving this to me because I was going to be losing my sister. Mm-hmm. And because, as it turned out, when I started writing this book, it was really about for me to learn how to love myself and to be able to have confidence in myself, because I couldn't rely on my big sister anymore. She was my cheerleader in business, and she was always, encouraging me. And so now I had to really stand on my own 2 feet. And so that process of writing the book and what had came to me the first day that I had this idea was that LOVE was this acronym. And it was in writing about that and asking for guidance, like, what do you mean? Can you explain this to me? That's where I finally realized that, oh, yeah, this book was really meant for me first, for me to learn. And then now I can be able to help other people as well through it.
Absolutely. I'm like you. I believe in God. I think I'm more spiritual now than I was when I was younger. Mm. Yes, I understand exactly what you're saying. So you are known as the light messenger, which I love that word, those words, light messenger. Please share how you assist your clients with your transformation as the light messenger.
Sure. And yeah, I love when the God, the universe gives you these inspirations, and it fit, because I'd already been helping people with their messaging. I was helping them with their content for their websites, and I still do some of that. But the light part is really about helping my clients to be able to really tap into their own inner light and to let it shine. And that's where, you know, really learning to be able to love yourself, to have the confidence in yourself that you have everything that you need within you. It's just sometimes where we get caught up in limiting beliefs or things that we learned as a child or the things that culture tells us. And so we pay too much attention to that instead of trusting our own instincts, our own intuition. So I'm really, my mission now is to really help people to help, especially women in particular, but I'll work with men as well.
I understand.
Yeah.
I understand about women primarily because I really advocate for women to become more leaders.
Exactly. Yeah.
So growing up with 5 sisters and mom and aunts and great aunts and grandmothers. Yes. I believe in women. I understand exactly what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I so appreciate that you have that, you were given that gift to have that, be blessed to be in that type of environment, so that you got to learn, because there's so much good from both, you know, the masculine perspective as well as the feminine, but sometimes we're, as women, we feel we have to be too much more like men to be able to get ahead in life or to be successful. But we have some wonderful nurturing qualities that if we paid more attention, then we can still get what we want, but we can do it in a way that is more nurturing and loving and inclusive I think is a good word.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you so much for sharing that. Now, I'm working on this Trinity today, so I'm going to share three more words with you, and I would love for you to share with our viewers how this process works. And the three words are live, love, and engage. We cannot go without that.
Absolutely. So what live, love, engage is all about living fully. That's what the live part is. And that is, again, what I like to help people with, either directly working with my clients, but my podcast is all about that as well, is about helping women entrepreneurs to be able to live fully, to be able to have that wonderful, rich life that you want to be able to have, and to be able to have fun with family, to be able to have all the experiences in life that you want to do, to love deeply. That's where the love comes in, to be able to love yourself, to love others, and then to engage authentically. Yeah. So when you can show up as yourself, whether it is just in being yourself with your own family, whether it's showing up with friends, whether it's in your business, but to have that confidence to say, this is me, this is who I am. And when you can do that and not have to feel like you have to try to be somebody that you're not, then you're going to be happier. And ultimately, you're going to be more successful because you're going to attract the type of people who then resonate with you, and who are going to want to work with you, who are going to want to be your friend. I mean, let's just even start with that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's a great start.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, and some of my best clients have also been my friends too, or they've become my friends after they were a client. But it's a wonderful combination when those two things can happen. Yeah.
Now, I want to share something with the people here. Does this look familiar to you, Gloria?
Yes, it does. It's right behind my shoulder here.
Yeah. Let's talk about your book as well. That's an extension of what you just shared.
Yeah, absolutely. So this idea to write this book, and originally I thought it was strictly going to be this self-help book. So I'll tell you that the first day when that idea came to me, I sat down on my computer to write, okay, what would I write about love? What the heck would I have to say about love? And it was, love is an acronym. Yes. Okay, well, what does that stand for? So the L was let go and let God. Uh-huh. The O is open your heart to receive. Mm-hmm. The V is value your uniqueness. Mm-hmm. And the E is embrace your divinity. So it's really about letting go of limiting beliefs, letting go of preconceived notions, letting go of the things that hold you back, and really putting your faith and trust in your higher power to be able to help you. It's about opening your heart to receive. In the book, I talk about some concrete examples. It wound up being more of a memoir, I should say, than I had intended as I'm writing this, because I wound up sharing experiences that I had gone through. So it was opening your heart to receive money, even. I tell a story. My sister was a massage therapist. Mm-hmm. And one day she called me and said that she had a client who wanted to give her $1,000 bonus as a Christmas gift. And she didn't know whether or not she should accept it. And so she was asking me if she should accept it. I'm thinking, holy moly, that's fantastic. You know, she wants to, and you're questioning this? I mean, so I asked her, have you been, is she a satisfied client? And yes. And she referred other people to you? Yes. Oh yeah, it's great. Well, I said, well, then you have to accept it, because otherwise, if you're not, you're ultimately rejecting her, because you're saying that you don't want that gift. Yeah. And that's part of what I mean by, opening your heart to receive, because even though it's money, is it tangible, but at its core, it's really about opening your heart to receive love.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Someone extending that particular gift to them. And she was in a tremendous field. I was just happened to be watching World Athletics yesterday, and I saw all the massage therapists in the back getting the athlete, world-class athletes ready. So it's a very important part of life.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I so appreciate them. When I ran a couple of marathons about 10, 15 years ago. Yeah. And I would go to see my massage therapist regularly while I was going through the training to be able to keep my muscles and shape. And I know that they're valuable service that they offer.
Yes. And I ran a half marathon and I vowed never to run one again. And I haven't.
Well, I feel that way about the full. I will not, the half I can do. That only takes, 3 hours. But full one, oh my gosh, yeah. I'm not good at those.
That takes a lot. That's like, yeah. My hat's off to you. I can tell you that. Great job, Gloria.
Thank you.
So let's talk a little bit more about copywriting. I think you did also copywriting and SEO.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. And for those of you who are listening or watching and not quite sure what SEO stands for, it stands for search engine optimization. So copywriting is, there's two kinds of copywriting. I used to have people be confused because there's a copywriting where people are registering it as a trademark. That's not what I do. I was writing copy. So writing content, shall we say, for businesses. And I loved the SEO part of it because it was a way for me to use both sides of my brain, because I would I could use the logical part of my brain to try to find what keywords would help someone. Let's say the company was one of my clients was sold outdoor lighting services or outdoor lighting for your home. And so, I have to think, okay, if I want to put outdoor lighting in my house, what would I be searching for? What words would I search for? So I'd like to be able to do that. But then I like able to use the creative part to then be able to write that, use those keywords in a way that is creative, I guess, in a way that's going to have someone want to take action and not be boring. Because way back in the original days of the internet, when things were first getting started, there were companies that would do something called keyword stuffing, where they would just say, okay, like XYZ company is the best outdoor lighting company in Georgia because we offer wonderful outdoor lighting products and you should really buy our outdoor lighting products. And you're like, falling asleep already. Right. Yeah. So I like to be able to write it in a way that's, not quite so concrete, but in a way that's much more creative and to be able to help people. So that's,
a reason to pause and think about it.
Yeah, exactly. And I'll just, if anyone listening out there is an entrepreneur, and if you've, or maybe you're thinking of becoming one and you want to have a website, you always want to position the content. You want to think about this is remembering it's not what's so great about you, but it's what's in it for your customer. What are the benefits that you offer them? Because that's what they want to see when they get to your website. They want to know, what are you going to do for me? Not that you've got wonderful awards and all these things. No, they want to know, can you deliver my lighting in, 24 hours or less, and you're going to make my home look beautiful? That's what they want to know.
Yeah. So they're looking at the problem and then they're the solution.
Exactly.
Yeah. Position it such. Yes. Yeah, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. And do you continue to do that today?
I do. Yes, I do continue to do that. But I like to, one of the things I've sort of incorporated into my business now, because I really do most of what I want to do now is really coaching clients. Because one of the things I've discovered in just in being in business for myself, but then also working with a variety of business owners over the years, is one of the main reasons that some people are not as successful as they would like to be is because they do have limiting beliefs about money or limiting beliefs about success. And what I've found, or they're just not being really true to themselves. And that's actually, that's almost more the more important thing. They're not really being their authentic self. They're not engaging authentically. And so if they're trying to sound like everybody else, then people coming to their website are going to recognize that. So I want to help them to really tap into their unique gifts, to value their uniqueness and to appreciate it. And then once we get everything is clear on that front, the clarity that they're looking for, then if they still need some help writing their website, then I can help them with that. So that's sort of how I position it now.
Yes, that's interesting, because I was listening to a podcast expert. He's doing about $1 million each year with podcasting. And he was saying that you want to look for something that's different. It's the yin and the yang.
Yeah.
Everybody else is yin, and you want a yang. You want to go in the opposite direction for your differentness. Yes, yes. And that's what you're stating. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Because you want to be able to put out there what's different about you, because there's so many people that you could have like competitors, you know, hundreds of competitors possibly for whatever product or service you have, but people are going to buy from you for a specific reason, but you've got to be able to communicate what that reason is. Why are you different? What's that secret sauce that you have that somebody else doesn't have? And so if you can communicate that, then those people that are going to say, ooh, that is what I was looking for, you're the one I was looking for, then they're going to find you that much more easily than they would before.
Absolutely. What makes you the one to deliver this to me? Yeah. Yes. Ooh, I tell you, I've been doing my homework, Gloria.
Very good. Very good.
Well, let's transition just a bit. And thank you so much for that, because to me, that's a really great lesson for people, especially people just starting out in business. It's not about me. It's really about the client and how you can best serve them.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your amazing podcast, of which I was a guest on. And I've seen you on a lot of other podcasts with people that I know, and I would love for you to share about your podcast.
Oh, I would love to. This has been a labor of love that I started. I had a podcast way back when in 2015, and it was all about online marketing. I did it 5 days a week, and I got burnt out on it after about 9 months or so. And so I put it on the back burner. But when I was writing my book, I started thinking like, I think I want to do the podcast again. And I could use it as a way to talk about the book. But this time I want to make sure that I definitely want to have some interesting people on the show, so it's not just me. Because originally when I first started my podcast, it was just me talking all the time. So now I have it where it's maybe about 3 interviews a month, and then I'll do a solo episode so that I can still get my point across. But it's really geared to help women entrepreneurs to, as I said, live fully, love deeply, engage authentically, and in all aspects of their life. So I'll have people who have specific business tips or leadership tips, like I had you on the show to share with the audience. And then I'll also have people on to help you with your personal life. And that's everything from maybe helping you with your relationships, you know, with marriage, or maybe parenting, or with your health. I do like to interview a lot of different people who are involved in different types of holistic health, because that's what I'm passionate about. My mom, God rest her soul, she had a lot of different ailments and used to, I mean, we would go on vacation and she had this little mini suitcase that was filled with all her different medications and things. And it's like, I vowed, I was like, I do not want to be that person. And knock wood, I still do not take any type of medication. I don't have high blood pressure or anything. And I'm in my 60s now. And so I take great pride in the fact that I'm healthy and that I don't have, you know, debilitating diseases and things. And I think it's because of a lot of the things that I do. Like, I meditate every day. I highly recommend meditation and some type of mindfulness practice that you can do, because you know, a lot of our problems are caused by stress. And so if we can figure out a way to
drama,
Yeah, exactly. So you can find a way to do manage that without pharmaceuticals. That's what I'm about.
I truly agree with that. And I'm in my 60s. And I tell you, I have a few things that I'm taking. And that's why I'm trying to get off of. I'm trying to go natural, mindfulness. In fact, I provide mindfulness training to people. So I understand exactly what you're saying, Gloria. So Gloria, we're getting close to the end of this interview. I've really enjoyed it. I know the listeners will as well, and those who will listen on the archive when they see it. If you could provide here in this first quarter of 2024, beautiful March has made it in, a couple of things that people can look forward to, some daily things that people can add to their lives to help make each day better than the last.
Okay, well, I already hinted at one, and I would say to do some type of a practice, and of some type of stress reduction practice, or however you want to call it, and even make it a, well, here's another thing I'll say with that, is to, I really encourage people to set themselves up with, to set boundaries for themselves and to establish like a non-negotiable practice. So for me, my meditation is a non-negotiable. I have to do that every single day. Some days I may only do it for a few minutes. Let's say if I'm maybe going on a trip and I've got to get to the airport, I might only do 5 or 10 minutes, but I still want to start the day with that. Now there's other things that I like to do, other practices that I like to do. I like to read. I like to go for a walk, but I'll let myself slide a little bit. If I don't get the walk in the morning, well, then I'll do it in the afternoon at least. Mm-hmm. So you can have some flexibility, but I think it's so important to start your day with some type of practice. And the other thing that is actually coming to mind, I think that will really help you in being successful, not only for, you know, the rest of the first quarter, but the rest of the year and your life, is to have some type of a gratitude practice. Yes. And to keep a gratitude journal, whether you do it first thing in the morning or you do it before you go to bed at night. That's when I like to do it. I like to reflect on my day and to go to bed knowing, oh, I'm so grateful that this happened today. And I'm so grateful that that happened, because that really puts you in a good frame of mind. And when you what you focus on expands. So if you can focus on blessings in your life, then you're going to get more blessings coming to you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for those two tips to help people in their daily lives. And it's something that I'm definitely going to get with the meditation. Absolutely. Absolutely. And if you could provide your contact information, I'll ensure that I'll also include it in the show notes as well.
Absolutely. You can find me online. My website is GloriaRand.com. That's GloriaRand.com. And I'm also on, I'm on LinkedIn, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram. I'm not too active on Instagram anymore, but I am still there. You can still find me at Gloria Grace Rand on social media. So, and of course you can, at my website as well, you'll find a link to the podcast. So you can find the podcast there, but I'm on all the major podcast platforms as well.
Okay, fantastic. And again, our honored guest today is Gloria Grace Rand. She is the Light Messenger, inspirational speaker, author, and host of Live, Love, Engage podcast, of which I was on. So get out there and also provide her with a wonderful rating. And 5-star rating at that. And she's available and at service to you for copywriting and others. And before we depart, Gloria, I just really wanted to get this out to people that I want them to go to your website and look at the testimonials you have out there and the number of clients that you've had. I looked at the number of clients. I was like, oh my God. You've had a lot of clients, everybody. So she knows what she's doing.
Well, I've been, I've been, I've been in business since 2009, so I've definitely worked with a lot of people over the years and a lot of wonderful, wonderful companies. And I would also encourage folks, if you do kindly leave me a review, I hope you will also leave a review for Mr. Van here, because you are doing a wonderful job with this website. I mean, with your podcast, well, through your website too, because you have your own site and you've got your own wonderful books as well. But so make sure that you're subscribed to Paul's podcast and keep coming back and listening to it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So thank you so much, Gloria. And we're going to close out here. And I really honor to interview you. And I learned so much today. And I know the viewers and listeners will as well. And I'll ensure to get this out to people in the next 48 hours. So thank you so much. And I look forward to contacting you again in the future and have you on again.
Thank you.
All right. Again, the name is Paul Lawrence Van, our amazing guest, Gloria Grace Rand. Go out there to Wealth Academy Podcast, rate and review this particular episode, and we really appreciate it. And thank you so much, everyone, and I'll see you on the next episode of Wealth Academy Podcast. Have a great day, everyone, and I'll see you on the next episode. Good day.
Thank you for listening to this episode with Paul and his guest. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And Paul requests that you rate and review this episode and others on Apple Podcasts and wherever you listen to podcasts. View all Wealth Academy podcast episodes at www.wealthacademypodcast.com.